It's time to shake out your money-making truth. You're listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Have you ever wondered why some people work really hard for their money while others live lives of joy and abundance with seemingly little effort? You are about to learn powerful, tangible steps to shifting your mindset and connecting to your flow of money and abundance. Jennifer teaches you to connect to who you are at a soul level and how to use that connection to create a personal and specific relationship with money. Learn how money is a powerful tool to achieve your desires and your desires to then serve the world. So shake out your money-making truth right now. Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom.
Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Jennifer Bloom, host of Soul Wisdom Abundance, Create Wealth Through Spiritual Health. And I am super excited that you are joining in for the next hour or so. My guest and I, who I will introduce in just a moment, we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about the question, are you living someone else's money story? And this is, you know, that question is actually really, it's central to the work that I teach because, you know, I think when we think about making money, we tend to think about the outside stuff first, right? We say, okay, what kind of job should I have? How should I structure my business? Do I need another degree? Blah, blah, blah. The reality is that money is an inside job first. And if we don't do that inside job first, it's really a recipe for burnout, right? Because we build this grand business, we build this grand job, and it has nothing to do with who we are or what we want. And that's, like I said, it's a central key, and it's why I'm glad that I have my guest here today. Arna Van Gogh is someone who is she's a business automations coach. She has had a self-proclaimed self-identity crisis, right? And really clearly understands how the two are linked. So we are going to have a great time talking today about making money that inside job, and then also how do you get your business to match up with that identity. So Arna, welcome. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I think we're going to have, this is going to be a really good conversation. When we were talking beforehand, we certainly found plenty of things to talk about. So we'll pull a few things out that will be really helpful for people who are listening. So let's just start with the big question about, I talked about money being an inside job. What do you think about, what do you feel about that?
So I totally agree. So I think we can just end the podcast here.
Yeah. Check. Yep. It's true.
Okay, cool. Thanks guys. No, it's so true because, you know, in order for me to delve into a little bit, I'll just talk about my history a little bit. So I'm half Dutch, half Taiwanese. I grew up in Taiwan, but I went to an American school, which is why I sound like you. and you know, I had so many identities kind of thrust upon me growing up. It was really difficult to kind of navigate that. And then as an adult in this kind of ever shrinking world, I also didn't know what that meant for me. And I didn't know what that meant for my money story. I know that when I came out of university, I went to university in England. You know, there was just this expectation that you're going to start with, you know, minimum wage job, and that's going to be it, and you're going to work your way up. And so I lived in that story a long time because, you know, I didn't know where to grasp. I didn't know where to kind of get my own identity from. So I just kind of like messed around a little bit. And it wasn't until I really started, you know, exploring myself a little bit more. You know, there was a time in my 20s where I lived in 4 countries in the space of 2 months on 3 continents.
Oi.
yeah, it was pretty, so it was Denmark, England, Taiwan, and Australia in the space of like 2 years. And because I was just trying to find myself and find out who I was. And I thought that if I got the right job, you know, I ended up working for some incredible companies all across the world. And in Sydney, especially, you know, I worked for McKinsey and for KKR, and they're huge companies. And even then I was still trying to figure out like, so what does this mean for me? Like, does that mean I've made it? Like, does that mean, you know, I've done it? But then I was trying to start my own side gig at the same time. And understanding that there is truly abundance everywhere is something that I think a lot of people would do well to learn in this lifetime. And, you know, and it's a continual work as well. I don't think that it's going to stop. as soon as like, right, okay, I've got my money stuff sorted. No, babe, there's layers.
We're all onions, right? I mean, and money is no different. No different, right?
Absolutely. And you know, once you've broken past one barrier, it's going to be easy to start barreling through the next ones. And then you're going to hit a little bit more resistance because this is your journey. And I love, you know, there's so many really great people out there. They say, you know, we're spiritual beings having a physical, or spiritual beings having a physical experience. And it's so true because, you know, there's me, and then there's a physical me and the emotional me. And there's just so many ways to look at yourself and to observe yourself and how you are living money stories that have been thrust upon you. So, you know, I grew up in Taiwan. Most people are entrepreneurial there, but they don't think you'll make it. And then you go to Holland where, you know, my family, my Dutch family don't understand how I'm doing something that I didn't study for. They're like, but you studied international relations. You studied peace studies. Like, why are you a business coach? You know, because that's a quote. Well, and it is like a big 180. I mean, I'll give them that. But I always blame my housemate at university because she did business. I'm like, I learned it from her. I don't know. I helped do her homework. But it is a very interesting way of looking like how did I get here? And, you know, I'm so grateful for everything that has happened in my past because it has taught me so much about hard work. You know, it's taught me about like, what does society expect of you and how can I break that barrier? Because I lived kind of across two continents, especially in my teens, I got to be rebellious. And so I was given permission to be rebellious. And I'm so grateful for that because it meant that I get to think outside the box all the time, right? I get to experience what it means to not be normal. And it's so funny because, you know, I was listening to my friend try and explain me to somebody. She was like, it's okay. You won't get it. But she loves travel and, you know, she doesn't like to be tied down. So that is my story. And maybe one day that will change. And that's totally okay because it's mine and I'm unique, as are you. And you come to the table with so many wonderful experiences yourself, as I learned, you know, in our last conversation. And it's about how can we bring that in a way that makes sense to us. You know, identity crisis is always going to happen. And we're going to kind of go along and we're going to live our lives and suddenly it's going to hit a pain point. Suddenly the pain is too much to take. The people around you that don't serve you is going to be too much to handle. And then it's time to, you know, make a change and that's okay.
Yeah, exactly. I you've said so many things that we could pull out and really have deeper conversation around. But, you know, one of the things that, so you're never done, right? Number one, are the things that have come before, even though sometimes we recognize them through pain, they've served us in some way, right? So I'm not going to sit here and say, let's go back and let's judge all of the people in your life. Let's judge your experiences. They make up who we are. And yet you really, when we were speaking earlier, you talked about them as cloaks, right? So that as you grow up, depending on the culture you're in, the family you're in, all of the pieces, right, that make us who we are, leave us with these cloaks that make up our identity, but we're not always aware of them. And I think it's the not being aware that is what creates most of the problems. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've gotten to the point in my life where when I say something, I go, ooh, did I mean that? What made me say that? And then, you know, using the cloak analogy, I like taking it off and then looking at it.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't have to judge it. It doesn't have to be like, oh, well, you're wrong. It's like, okay, so you said that because, you know, your card once got declined at Starbucks and you're really embarrassed. And that's why, you know, you have fear of like tapping the card, right? Okay. Right. So how can we, you know, work with that? How can we make that experience a better one? How can we reframe that experience, you know? And there's lessons to be drawn out of that. And so when you start looking at the different cloaks that get put on you, you know, and it's not just your parents, it could be your extended family, it could be your school, you know, your university, your college, you know, your first employer, like all of these really significant things that have happened to you. I saw a TikTok I think it was earlier today, and it was like, it was a job interview. I was like, but we can only pay you minimum wage. Is that going to be okay? And the person's response was, well, then my work quality is only going to be minimum wage. Is that okay? Right? So I was like, yeah. You know, and I think we carry a lot of these attitudes with us as we grow. And it's important to just look at them and just say, okay, well, how can I, you know, just question yourself. How can I be more aware? Like, what does this mean for me? And through that kind of questioning of yourself, and also, you know, I really want to stress, you don't have to have all the answers.
Yes.
Like, it's not necessary to be like, how can I fix this one card decline experience that I had once? You know, you don't have to have the answer. You can just be like, okay, well, that's going to happen. So now I'm prepared next time I go into Starbucks, you know, I can check my phone and make sure I have money in there or whatever it is. And you can actually fix those as you live your life and as things come up.
Beautiful, right? We don't have to be perfect. Perfection is not needed in order to get to where we want to go, right? Again, it's more of that awareness. Like I have a very strong awareness that in my family, my father worked for the University of Illinois in the area of budget and planning. The man knows how to plan. He knows. I mean, his teaching around financial security has always been right in my, you know, very much in the forefront of my mind. And yet I started my own business, right? Again, not something that was really on the radar for financial security and safety. And he never had anything to say about that, but I sure did, right? I sort of felt that, ooh, this isn't exactly, you know, I don't have that regular paycheck with the regular stuff going into 401k and, you know, all of these pieces, right? So that I can have an awareness of that. And I don't have to fix it. There's nothing to do with it other than to just to be aware of it, right? So there's that piece of my story plus all of the other day-to-day experiences that make up that story. And I get to keep changing it. And I think that's also something that's really important to note, right? Like even with everything that we've grown up with, all of our experiences, we're still we're the author of our money story. And we get to change that when we want to.
Oh, yes, I totally love that so much. Totally. And it's just so important to know that you actually hold that power. Like nobody else can take that away from you. You know, it's the American dream, right? It's like the freedom. Like this is what I've been watching too much Hamilton. So.
Oh, is there such a thing as too much Hamilton? I don't know. I don't think so. Yeah, right. It's the American dream. And it's then the understanding of it, right? That we don't have to keep fighting. If we know our insides, then we don't have to push and fight so hard, which is a whole other topic, which we will get to in just a moment. We've got to take a quick break. But when we come back, let's address that a little bit. Okay. So everyone stay tuned. We'll be back soon.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the energy paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit theenergyparadigm.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.transformationtalkradio.com. www.divinelydrivenresults.com.
Your inspiration all day on transformationtalkradio.com.
Imagine a world where good news,
oh yeah,
positive information and stories were the mainstream. Tell us your positive story. Hashtag positivity rules. You are listening to the Transformation Radio Network.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
And we're back on Soul Wisdom Abundance. I'm Jennifer Bloom, your host, and I'm here with my guest, Arna Van Gogh. So we were just talking about the powerful point about we get to be the author, we get to be the one in charge of our own money story. And that's such a big piece of information to have, because I think we forget about it. I think a lot of times, and we could go down the road, and maybe not necessarily today, this could be a different conversation, but we often go down the road of money's the one in charge, right? Like money is out there and we have to prove ourselves for it. And right, there's all those pieces. But what I want to come back to is this, what we were talking about right before break, was all about whether we have to fight to get what we want. You know what? Actually, though, I want to pause, because what I really would like to do, Arna, is have people tell their listeners how they can find you before we start chatting again. I don't want to get caught up because I'll forget to do it if I don't do it right now. So I want people to be able to find you. So what's the best way for people to find you?
Yeah, definitely. So first of all, my main platform is Facebook, because I was super early adopter. I was like one of the first 100,000 people on Facebook or something.
Oh, goodness.
So find me there, Arna Van Gogh. Otherwise, you can also find me on my Facebook page, which is Being Dutchanese. So that's Dutchanese. And you can find me under the same name on Instagram as well, obviously. And you can also find me on LinkedIn.
Super great. Thank you. I'm really going to ask people to reach out, because you have some good information. I think you have a freebie too, yeah, out there, right? That people can go to get some good information to start with.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, what I do in my business is really kind of holistic, and I don't think enough people shout about it. So I like to kind of bring in kind of the more spiritual, wholesome side to it. But, you know, business automations doesn't mean that I only sit there and fiddle with your email CRM or whatever. It's, you know, really looking at it from a bigger perspective, looking at the strategy side and, of course, the mindset side. And I think it's really important that we kind of organize ourselves in such a way that we are always our best selves without overextending ourselves. So my freebie is how to find more focus in the day. And it's literally only takes 15 minutes to implement. And there's just some really cute little tips in there on how you can just optimize your life a little bit without, you know, feeling all the overwhelm all the time and going, oh my gosh, I don't have enough time. Yeah. And all of that drama. Yeah. And there's actually one in there that I love, and it's not even mine. It's a program called FocusMate. It's a website. And you can go in and you can literally work with strangers around the world 15 minutes at a time. It's great. Definitely.
Interesting. I will have to take a look at that. That sounds intriguing.
Yeah. So fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So, oh, thank you for sharing that. And again, really going to invite people to go take a look at that. So that leads me to another question, of course. All right. So I like this. Okay, so you're a business automation coach, right? So you're really about putting together systems that are gonna help us. Mm-hmm. So, but you're also about the mindset. So can you give us a couple of examples of how people have changed some of their systems because of who they are and what they prefer to do and be?
Yeah, absolutely. One of my favorite examples was one of my early clients. And she came to me and she was like, Arna, I want to make $10,000 a month. I'm like, okay, great. That's wonderful. That's a great goal to have, you know, achievable, all of those things. So tell me, what do you do right now? Okay, so I do one-on-one treatments. I think she was like therapist / Reiki healer. And she charged, I think, $90 per session. And so we calculated it out, and she would need to work 40 hours a week in order to make 10K, which meant she would need 40 different clients to begin with. And she also needed to work full time. So I said, okay, so let's take a step back and like, how much do you really want to work? Oh, I don't really want to work more than 30 hours a week. I'm like, okay, so already you're less than 10K. We're already 25% down. So now it's 7.5. Obviously you can't only be giving treatments because you need to be doing everything else. You're a solopreneur, right? You have to do the marketing and the money and the, you know, sales calls and all of these things. So really you need to be working 45 to 50 hours if you still want to make 7.5. And she's like, oh, no, I don't really want that. It's like, okay, well, what is it that you really want? Well, I want to spend more time with my kids because it's really important to me. And well, then what's the baseline? Well, you know, I could probably do with 5K a month. So suddenly we're looking at not 40 hours a week, but 20 hours a week so she can actually spend more time with her children. And so it's really an understanding money from a like working backwards perspective. Yeah. What is it that you really want and how can you get there? You know, I don't have a dream to be an 8-figure coach. You know, maybe one day I'll hit 7 figures. Wonderful. But that's not my ultimate goal. My ultimate goal is to serve with so much passion and love and joy with the people that I love working with. You know, I was actually counting the other day. I say no to about 10% of the sales calls that I take. Mm-hmm. And it's not because I don't want the money. Obviously, everybody wants more money. But it's really about, are we a good match? Like, am I really going to be able to help you? And sometimes it's a no. And it's because it's a personality difference or whatever. And I know that there's enough to go around. I know that there's a coach out there that's really going to fit them really well. Often I refer them to somebody else because, you know, obviously as a coach, all of my friends are coaches.
right. Little insular world life. Here.
Yeah. It's not huge. Yeah. So then I often refer them to someone else and, you know, I get referred people as well because I live in that integrity and my circle lives in that integrity. So we're actually able to say stuff like that, which I think is, you know, really powerful. And that also kind of reinforces the abundance side of things as well. Like there is enough to go around. I don't need to take this client because I need it, right? I can actually take on clients that really resonate with me and I resonate with them. And I think that's just such an important aspect of running a business as well.
Beautifully said. And I think that those are some of the pieces that go into our money story that also we're not aware of, right? Like if we view the world through those really limited eyes, right? Like there's only so much and I have to get my piece of the pie before somebody else gets their piece of the pie. We tend to make different choices in our business. And that story about there being a limitation could come from, you know, Uncle Ted, who, you know, at a Christmas party had a little bit too much to drink and was, you know, when you were four, excuse me, right? And you're like, wait a minute, do I really need to hold on to that?
Yeah.
Right.
And it sometimes it's not even from your lifetime. You know, I think we talked about this last time as well. My grandparents survived a famine. So of course, like, it's funny because my mom's like, why are you so fat? Here, eat some more. Because there's that mentality of like, oh, you need to eat because, you know, missing food and hunger is a part of our DNA. So I carry that. And therefore I carry a few extra pounds because my DNA literally is like, no, you need to save this because you're going to need this one day. But I live in such an abundant world. I get to eat whatever I want. Like I'm having Indian food later tonight. I'm so excited. And I just think that it's so important for us to really kind of accept that, you know, it is so much of it is in our lifetime, but you know, a lot of it gets passed down. And once you're able to free yourself of that, and you can say, no, like we live in a world where there is enough food for everyone. We really genuinely do. Yeah. We live in a world where there is enough heat for everyone. You know, there is enough clients for everyone and not everybody is going to love you. And I think that's also, you know, a part of the money story as well. It's like, I'm not going to be loved enough, which means I'm not going to have enough money, which means I need to, you know, cut myself down so that everybody likes me. I actually recently had someone block me. And I was a little bit shocked, but at the same time, I was like, well, you know what? It wasn't meant to be. So, you know, she's living in her story and I'm living in mine. There's no right or wrong. And that's okay. You know, next. Thank you. Next.
Exactly. Exactly. And the more that we remember that we do live in a world of abundance, the more we set ourselves up to receive that. Right. Mm-hmm. And you know, you can kind of take a look around the world and look at all the things that are happening and say, well, maybe not everybody has this access to the same amount of abundance. And that's a really tricky one for me, because from a metaphysical standpoint, I know we live in an unlimited society. We live in an unlimited world of abundance. We live in, we can all have as much as we want. Money is divinity. Divinity is unlimited. We all have that same access. And yet we have some systems in place, particularly in our country, I guess worldwide, that do work against people. And so I think that, you know, this is a really hard line to tiptoe on a little bit. Except for the more we know, the more we can understand our personal role, the more we get to play in that, in the arena of truth, right? Mm. Again, that's something that we're trying to figure out how to really manage here on this planet right now.
Absolutely. And it's so delicate because, you know, I don't want to say like, oh, it's your karma, you deserved it, right? Because that's also not true. Your karma is something that you work through in your lifetime. So how can you make the best of what it is? And also, you know, I think there's a responsibility level here as well. You know, I give 10% of my income away, no matter what it is I earn, because it's important for me to give back. You know, it's important for me to give to those that are less fortunate. And, you know, if we could all give back a little bit more, the world would be a much better place. But because we live in this fear, because the system has created so much fear, we don't do that, you know, because it took me a while to get to that point where I was like, oh, no, I'm going to give my money away. But we literally live in a system that doesn't allow for that to happen. It's not encouraged. You know, when you see those, I don't know if you have that, but in the UK and in Australia, we have so many like those volunteer people that want you to like sign up for like a monthly, what's it called? Like Oxfam and
right.
WWF
sure.
and stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. And I just struggle with that a little bit because I'm like, oh, I don't want you to catch me because I don't want to be giving, right? Like what is that? Like how weird is that?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there, right. This aspect of the conversation again could warrant hours and hours of more conversation. But I think again, it comes back to that. The more you can know your own personal power, the more you are able to step into systems that are going to help you with that. Right. Mm. Okay. So let's, we need to take a quick break. So we'll go ahead and pause the conversation for a moment. And you're listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
Inspire. Create. Empower. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, ladies. Are you sick and tired of having a great idea and not knowing how to get that idea off the ground? The high-heeled go-givers are here. This community of highly dedicated women have locked arms in a purpose-driven mission to uplift and transform the lives of women throughout our communities. Don't forget to tune in to listen to them and me talk with you about not just how to survive, how to hit the ball out of the park.
Listen while you work. Streaming live on any device. Tune in to the Transformation Radio Network. Visit transformationradio.fm.
All right, fantastic back here on Soul Wisdom Abundance with me, your host, Jennifer Bloom, and my guest, Arna Van Gogh. All right, so we've been diving pretty deep in these last two segments. So I think that here's where I'd like us to start this final segment together is let's talk more about some tips about how people, like, what's your favorite way of understanding yourself? Again, that's a really broad stroke question, but, you know, we're talking about knowing ourselves and our identity. And, you know, I turn to soul, right? That's where I turn. I use the paradigm soul language. It's been hugely important for me in learning more about who I am at that soul level, my mission and my soulful personality and all of that. And of course, there's as many ways, you know, as you can count to understand yourself and your story. So what's your favorite way of doing that for yourself or your clients? Or?
Yeah. It
wasn't on the list, was it? The question?
No, I wasn't prepared for this. No, I guess for me, personally, I turn to my sound healing. So I'm also a sound healer. Mm. I love doing that. And I love doing public sound baths. So I'm actually going to try and find a way to do more of that for free, online as well. So make sure you get in touch with me so you can keep an eye out for that. You know, just doing things that make me feel good. And so that also includes like experimenting with different mediums, experimenting with different activities. You know, I'm really into RTT right now. Marissa Peer is awesome. I also have a great RTT mentor.
So I don't know what RTT is.
RTT? It's a rapid transformation therapy.
Okay.
So it's basically like a intense form of hypnosis. And it's really positive and it's really great. So if you just Google YouTube Marissa Peer, she has a few free ones. They're really great. So I really love that. But for my clients, it also kind of depends on where they are on the spiritual spectrum, I guess. A lot of them come to me and they're not quite as experimental as I am. So often, you know, the first call with me, when you coach with me, I do an identity call. Like we literally break it down. And so for me, I have an alter ego called Wonder Woman.
Love it.
yeah. And I'm a passionate, gracious, get stuff doneer. You know, I usually swear, but you know, for the purpose of radio is not. but you know, so for me, like that's really important because I know that those are the three things that I really care about. I'm passionate. I'm gracious. And I get stuff done. And that's so important for me, as who I am. And so I get my clients to like say this in the mirror 10, 20 times a day. And it's a whole process that we go through. Like it literally takes an hour because we really break down what those beliefs are and what that means to you. So I think a lot of values work is really important. Mm. Might actually even have a journaling freebie that I have somewhere. And it also kind of like breaks down those questions. So journaling is a great way to kind of get your thoughts out on paper. And it's so different from typing. You know, I get a cramp some days when I'm journaling just because like I'm writing so much and I'm not used to it. And, you know, but it is so important to kind of like use that thought process to really work through. I think as far as advice goes, journal and just be open to different possibilities and what comes across your path. Like join a full moon ceremony, see what that feels like. A lot of them are free. A lot of them are donation based. You know, it doesn't have to cost the earth, and see what suits you, see what works well for you.
Giving that permission to try new things is really key, because we sort of come in our box and we think we know who we are until we start reaching out, right? Until we start making just those little forays into new places. And you can be as spiritual about it as you want, or you can keep it more mainstream. It's, you know, it's what's up to you. And journaling with that mind body connection, right? When you're using it longhand, I'll often too switch to my non-dominant hand if I really have a question that I want to ask, or and I don't know, and I want to kind of keep my head out of it. I do that sort of non-dominant handwriting to start getting some information. So there's so many ways, right? There's so many ways.
So there's a really good one, kinesiology. I can never pronounce it properly.
Yep.
So I'm like, show me yes and show me no. And because your body knows, like your body knows so much. It's incredible. And I just love playing around with these things. You know, I repeat stuff to myself a lot. Anytime I see myself in the mirror, I go, "You're beautiful." And some days it's hard. Some days it's really hard to say that. And other days it's a lot easier. So it's really good.
Yeah. And I think that really ultimately what we're talking about here, you know, as we talk about money stories, as we talk about identity, as we talk about setting up our businesses in the way that support us as opposed to sort of support old models, really what we're talking about is coming into true self-acceptance and self-love, right?
100%. And, you know, that's been my main kind of story in the last year. Like, really, what does it mean to love myself? And I just think it's so powerful to kind of get layer after layer of kind of that self-love. And like, I've seen so much transformation within myself, within my business, because it flows so much more naturally. Like a year ago, I wouldn't have been able to do this podcast with you, but you know, because of my growth, because I've been willing to make myself uncomfortable and try new things and do new stuff. I actually, this week it's kind of exciting. Tony Robbins is doing a virtual Unleash the Power Within event, and I've attended and I've crewed a couple of the live events, and I get to set the protocol for how to do my job at the live event, like virtually, and it's just like, I get to set a precedent for Mr. Tony freaking Robbins.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that? Like, that wouldn't have even been a thing in my wildest dreams. But here I am and I'm doing it. So exciting.
Yeah. You know, it's really interesting. You know, I have three kids. They're all either out of college, or I've got one still in college. And it was very fascinating because when they would go to school, when they were picking up their colleges, they kept saying, "Mom, I need to know what I'm going to do when I get out of school." I'm like, "Okay, yeah, that's great. You know, as somebody who's going to need to pay tuition, that's a really good idea. But if I looked at 18-year-old me and told her what I was doing now, she'd have no concept, right? The internet wasn't around. Google wasn't around. I'm older than Google, right? And there's just no way to have all of the pieces at one space and time, right? If we allow ourselves the ability to be flexible and draw these new pieces in and tear out pieces of the story that we thought we wanted. And, you know, when I went to school, I trained as an occupational therapist. I thought I was going to work full time, even though I had kids, and kids came and I did part time. I did no time. All of that. Right. But I really had to let go of some of those old stories to give myself the permission then to follow the track I'm on. And you can't know, but if everything is for the sake of coming into more self-acceptance and self-love, the more you're going to open to receive. And because I think that when we don't have love for ourselves, right, when we're kind of, you know, hiding a little bit, and we're saying no to the universe. We're saying no, don't bring me those gifts. No, I can't. Yeah. Right. Yeah. But as we come into that place of self-love, we're saying, yes, bring me more. And how fun, you know, you talk about setting up your business, wanting to be in integrity and being of service and having joy and right, doing all of that. And so when you get into that place, it's really easy to say, yes, bring me more. I want more, right? Mm-hmm. As opposed to being someplace where you're working for the paycheck, where it's like, oh gosh, just let me get through the day.
Mm. Yeah, like I think it's fascinating because we get so comfortable so easily, and even if you're on the spiritual path or whatever you want to call it, it's so easy to get comfortable. Like, okay, I like this meditation. That'll do me. That's fine. It's like, no, because you're going to grow out of it one day, the same way we grow out of our clothes. And even though our body hasn't changed, even though my dress size hasn't changed, I still want a new dress. I still want some, human nature, and that's okay. And I just think it's so important to understand, like, you know, you're going to go through iterations. I started my online business over 4 years ago. I've been through 4 iterations of my business.
Yeah.
Literally like 1 a year. And you know, that's okay because I grew and therefore my business needed to grow. Like I started as a social media manager because I had so many things to work through, right? And then when I finally stepped into my power, I was like, oh my gosh, I can actually build 7-figure businesses. I went as an online business manager, I built a 7-figure business. And then I was like, you know what? I'm kind of tired of checking the emails because that's not in alignment with me anymore. I want to help more people. I want to do this on a bigger scale. I'm going to go into coaching. And so I did. And you know, whatever the next step is, I have no idea. I couldn't tell you that now. You know, I couldn't tell you that as an 18-year-old. And so let's try and, you know, explore what that means for me. You know, what does spirituality really mean to me in the realm of business? Like, how can I, you know, bring those two together? And that's what I'm playing around with right now. And it's incredible. It's so much fun. And if you allow it to be fun, if you allow it to be, you know, experiential, then everything is going to flow much easier, especially the money. The money is going to be, is going to come so much quicker.
Yeah, and I'm laughing because it's every single psychic reading I ever get is they're like, Jennifer, you need to play more. You need to have more fun. And I think I'm finally getting it. You know, I'm 50 and I think I'm finally getting it. This is supposed to be fun. Life's supposed to be fun. It really is. We've taken it all too way more seriously than we need to. And speaking spiritually, the energy of money is joy. So when we are in that place of joy, right, we are much more receptive to it.
Beautiful.
Right? Yeah.
I love that. Thank you so much. That was like, you know, I love talking to people like you because it just means that like I get to kind of look back at my values and what they mean. And, you know, I learn something every single time. So I'm so grateful for your wisdom.
Oh, fantastic. Well, and thank you for everything that you've shared. And we'll let that be the final word. Arna, I'm really, really delighted that you chose to be here today. I appreciate your vulnerability and speaking about your background and everything and your stories. And just so one more time, if you'll let people know where to find you.
Yep. So find me on Facebook, Arna Van Gogh or Van Gogh, if you're that way inclined. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram as Being Dutchanese.
Super. All right. Again, thank you so much. I'm very appreciative. And for those of you staying here, we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to take you through an exercise about your money story. So stay tuned.
Learn to love more fearless with me, Kate. Through fun, lively, real conversations as I interview expert guests who have charted a course out of the darkness into the light. Listen live every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. To connect with me and check out my work as an intuitive healer, guide, and coach, visit lovemorefearlessintuitive.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Daniel from intuitionwisdom.com.
And I'm Dr. Pat. We've got something super special. What a generous gift. Wow.
It's time to discover who you really are. And we're offering a free intuitive reading on our website at intuitionwisdom.com. All you got to do is take the step to become one with the universe, and the life purpose is that bridge. So please come to our website, intuitionwisdom.com.
That's intuitionwisdom.com. Life purpose unlocks abundance.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Welcome back to Soul Wisdom Abundance. I am your host, Jennifer Bloom. And my guest, Arna Van Gogh, and I have been talking about the big question, are you living somebody else's money story, right? That's what we've been poking at in a variety of different ways over the last few segments. And so what I'd like to do as we wrap up this particular episode of the podcast is to, as usual, take you through an exercise to help bring all this information more into tangibility, right? To be able to take it and know how you can use it personally. And the way I'd like to do that today is through a short meditation. And what we're going to do is we're going to kind of look at your actual story. What is your money story? And what is it that you are ready to let go of? What do you want to hold on to? What do you want maybe to add to it? All right. So if you are willing, and if you are someplace where you can do this safely, I'm going to invite you to close your eyes. I will do the same. And if you can't do the exercise quite yet, you can always leave your eyes open and just let everything kind of flow through you. Okay. And then you can always do it again later. So if you can close your eyes, please do. And then let's just start by taking a couple of nice deep breaths. I'm going to ask for body and soul to be integrated. Ask that your heaven star and your earth star be aligned. If you don't understand that, that's okay. Just simply ask and your soul will take care of it. And then imagine that you can bring your consciousness, right? Your thinking mind. Imagine you can take that consciousness and drop it into your heart center, right in the center of your chest. And take a couple of breaths here. Imagine that you can breathe in and out through your heart center. So we now have mind and body and heart all connected. And then to complete the connection, let's simply ask divine intelligence to create a conscious connection between you and your soul. Again, just let that happen. You don't have to know how. And as you're here in this connected space, take just two more deep breaths for me. And then in your mind's eye, I am going to invite you to imagine yourself in a sacred place. And that sacred place for you might be outside in nature, might be inside a particular building, it might be on a beach. Just let yourself be taken to some place that feels very safe and very sacred. And just take a moment to notice what's around you, the colors and the sounds, the scents in the air. Just really begin to notice this beautiful place, this beautiful, safe, sacred place. And now that you're comfortable here, we're going to set an intention to learn about your money story. And in our previous conversation with Arna, she talked about cloaks, how we take on cloaks from our culture and our parents or our extended family, right? There's so many different ways that we take on other people's ideas about money. So in this moment, I'm going to ask you to ask your soul to show you all of the different cloaks that you're wearing about money that no longer fit. And if you're trying to figure it out with your head, I'm going to invite you to, again, bring your consciousness down into your heart center and simply ask for an awareness of these cloaks. Now, you may know exactly what they are. You might be able to say to me, I have this from my dad and this from my mom and this from my teacher. Or you may just simply get a sensation of heaviness, right? Heaviness that you just don't need to have anymore. So in this moment, allow yourself to begin to shed the cloaks that no longer serve you. You know, maybe they're big capes that you can untie the ties. Maybe they have big buttons down the front, whatever it is. Just allow yourself to remove all of those cloaks. Let them fall to the ground. And as they fall, we get to have reverence for them. We get to have appreciation for them. They served you. They just are no longer needed. And notice how much lighter your body feels. Notice how much more possibility is present as you let go of these old, outdated understandings about money. And then let's ask your soul to show you what new cloak you might want to put on. And you may find that that cloak is lighter. Maybe it's more of an energetic, like literally made of light. Or maybe it's just a super light material. But what new cloak do you want to put on? What new understanding about money? Maybe something you heard today, maybe something you've heard in a different podcast or a book that you've read. We talked a lot about how there's abundance for everyone. That could be a new cloak to put on. That you are in charge of your own money story. That could be another one. And if you don't know exactly what it is, that's okay. You simply ask and allow it to be put on and just ask to understand it later. And then go ahead and take a nice deep breath. Offer appreciation to this beautiful space, to your soul, to divinity in general for allowing this particular experience. Allow everything that you've learned to be integrated within your entire system. And then knowing this was just a short trip into this meditation space, you know that you can always come back and redo this exercise as often as you would like. Begin to release the image of what's around you. Breathe deeply as you wiggle your fingers and toes, shrug your shoulders, and let yourself come back fully and completely into this present moment with all that you have learned integrated. And as you come back, take one more deep breath. And I am going to, as you've all come back fully and completely, I'm going to invite you to do that exercise as often as feels right. Each time you're going to get a little bit different information. And most importantly, it's awareness. That's what we're doing here. We are building awareness of what's in your story and what you want to add to your story. This is a living, breathing story. You're continually adding and releasing, adding and releasing. Okay. All right. So thank you all for being a part of the conversation today. This question about living your money story is an important one. Are you living somebody else's money story, right? It's an important question to continue to get to ask. As I said, it is central to what I teach. So if you would like some more information, please come find me on Facebook at Soul Abundance Guide. You can find me on Instagram as well at Soul Abundance. And always at my website, jenniferbloom.com, if you're looking for more information about how to expand into this knowledge. Okay. So thank you all. You'll find me here on Transformation Talk Radio, the first and the third Fridays of every month. Next, the next episode, I'm going to talk about poverty consciousness. So that should be a really good one. Okay. So, all right, everybody, have a really great couple of weeks and I will see you soon. And until then, I offer each and every one of you prosperous blessings. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Blum, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Jennifer Blum or listen to past shows, visit JenniferBlum.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on any of your favorite podcasting outlets. Simply search Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Blum.